الحمد لله، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفى نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه، أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى درس جديد من دروس الآية الرومية. حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to a new session of الآية الرومية for the beginners, for beginners. And today we are with علامات الجزم. We are with علامات الجزم. قال ابن الروم رحمه الله تعالى: وللجزم علامتان. وللجزم علامتان. There are two signs for جزم. السكون والحذف. السكون والحذف. السكون is when there is no any حركة, that is called سكون. So we have فتحة, ضمة, كسرة. These are the three حركات. When none of these حركات is available, this is called سكون. So the سكون means when the disappearance of all that. And the سكون here shows us that this فعل is مجزوم. And this فعل is مجزوم or مبني على الجزم. مبني على السكون. سوري. نعم. The حركة as a sign is different from the بناء, as you remember. So we are talking about the معرب, which has the سكون as a sign for جزم, and that is only والفعل المضارع الصحيح الآخر. جزم anyway, جزم cannot be seen except with the أفعال, the verbs. These أفعال are only the مضارع which is صحيح الآخر. What do you mean by صحيح الآخر؟ We mean that this فعل مضارع does not end in alif, waw, or ya, which are called حروف العلة. So this مضارع is not one of حروف العلة. So this is the مضارع صحيح الآخر. But when it is with one of حروف العلة, then we call it معتل الآخر. Let's take an example of صحيح الآخر first. When it is مرفوع. يأكل. يأكل is فعل مضارع. مرفوع because there is no ناصب. Nor jazm preceded it. And it is with dhamma because it is not connected to any of the three pronouns which are which are the Alif, Waw, and Ya. And don't mix. I always remind there are Alif, Waw, and Ya as Huruf al-Illa vowels, and there are Alif, Waw, and Ya that are Dhamair. طيب. We have, as Ibn Atarum says here, we have two signs, a sukun and a hath. We're talking about a sukun. And we said that sukun can be a sign for rab, as we said. When the mubara is sahih al-akhir. طيب, how can we make this fi'l mubara ya'kulu majzum? How can we make it majzum? Who can tell us how can we make this mubara majzum? What do we need to make it majzum? Sawda, go ahead. Go ahead, Sawda. Half of this, what, like what? Okay, you have the fi'l now, ya'kul. Make it majzum. La ya'kul, la ya'kul, la ya'kul, la. This is not correct, not proper. Talibatu ilm, go ahead. See if you can. لم يأكل أحسنت يا طالبة العلم لم يأكل and we don't call the جزم يعني factor of جزم we don't call it حرف but it is أداة جزم طيب لم يأكل لم أداة الجزم يأكل فعل مضارع مجزوم وعلامة جزمه السكون it is مجزوم because it is preceded with أداة الجزم a tool of جزم and the علامة is سكون because it is صحيح الآخر and not connected to any pronoun. Right. Let's see the other side. The other side is the hadf. And hadf means removal or removal of something. What is this thing? حرف علة with the مضارع المعتل الآخر. Like يرضى يدعو يجري this all معتل الآخر we have ألف واو أن ياء يرضى يدعو يجري طيب Here what we're gonna do, we're gonna do حذف. Let's take the same thing. We say يدعو Can anybody write يدعو in Arabic for us, please? Nabila, can you write يدعو for us in Arabic? أحسنتي. As you see here, four letters. Ya, Dal, Ayn, Waw. And this means, this is فعل مضارع referred to a singular masculine third person. When we precede this verb, when we precede this مضارع with أداة جزم لم, we would do حذف. Now, we're going to remove the waw from the end of it and replace it with dhamma on the ayn. So it is lam yad'u. The ayn still have the dhamma. Yarda. لم يرضى. رأيت يرضى for us here. نبيلة please. أحسنت يا نبيلة. يرضى without two dots. Without the two dots. With ألف مقصود. نعم. يرضى. Here we see ya ra dal al alif maksur. Now when we precede this verb with atat jazm lam, for example, it would be lam yarda. And here we're going to remove the alif maksura and replace it with fatha over the dal lam yarda. And we have yajri. Right. But yajri for us, please. Yajri, as you see it now, ya, jim, ra, ya. What are we gonna do when we proceed it with adat jazm? We will remove the last ya, yajri, with kasra at the end of it. Now, please, ya Nabila, write a type. These three verbs with adat jazm, with the change that occurred over it because of adat jazm, so they can't see it and know. This is one position of the hadf. Hadf can be found in two places. The mudari' that is ended with harfu illa, like one of these three examples. And the other is when it is connected to one of the three pronouns, alif, waw, and ya. See now, we have alif, waw, and ya in huruf al-illah. Alif, waw, and ya. Dhamair. Again with the mudara. But the difference is, huruf al-illah are original huruf in the world. This is from the construction of the word. But the dhamair, the pronouns, are not. This is something extra added to it. We'll go back to see. And the dhamair can occur to the sahih al-akhir, the mudari' sahih al-akhir, like yakulu. And it can occur to the mudari' mu'tal al-akhir, like yad'u, yarda, yajri. We will see all this. Let's take ya'kulu. Now, let's take ya'kulu. Ya'kulu, as you see it, with lam over dhamma. Now, when we want to add waw al-jama'ah, what are we going to do? Who can tell me what is going to happen now? We need ya'kulu plus waw al-jama'ah. Who can do it? واحد نبيلة. Excellent. As you see now, Ya Kuru, Ya Hamza, Kaf, and Lam over Dhamma. Plus Waulja, then it would be Ya Kuluna. This is in the Rab'a position. This is in the Rab'a position. What if we want to make a Jazm in here? What will be, what will happen? Umradwan, go ahead. Ya'kulu, can you type it in Arabic? Or Nabila, type it in Arabic, please. But you did not put the adat of jazm. It cannot be found majzum without adat of jazm. It must precede it. So it is lam ya'kulu. Can you, Nabila, please type it? Lam ya'kul. What happened now? What happened is that we have removed the noon. Ya'kuluna. We removed the noon. And now, Ahsanta ya Umma Radwa. And now we have replaced it with alif. Not like in yad'u. Remember yad'u? We removed the waw and replaced it with dhamma. Over the ayn. Here, we remove the noon and the waw still remaining there, and we put alif after it. This alif to show you that this waw is not harf illa. This alif to show you that this waw is not harf illa. Okay. Same thing with the alif. يأكلاني يأكلاني is a فعل مضارع مرفوع على رفع ثبوت النون والويتيك فعل مضارع بلس ألف الاثنين بلس جزم limited ب لم يأكلا Without the noon at the in, we just remove the noon from the in. Why? Because it is from al-af'al al-khamsa. Same thing with the ya al-mukhataba. We say ya kulu plus ya al-mukhataba equals ta'kulina. يأكل plus يا المخاطبة plus أداة الجزم then it equals لم تأكلي. We have removed the وأذنون or لا تأكلي. So we have seen now the hajj with the fi'l mudari' mu'tam al-akhir and the hajj with the fi'l mudari' that is connected to one of the three pronouns. And we have given the differences between huruf al-illah, which are alif, waw, and ya, and the three dhamma'im that also can be seen with the mudari' alif, waw, and ya. So we have to differ between the alif, waw, and ya, which are huruf illah, wa alif, waw, and ya, which are dhamma'i. Na'am. طيب, let's see, let's do exercise number two. Let's do exercise number two. ضع في المكان الخالي من الجمل الآتية فعلا مضارعا مناسبا ثم بين علامة الإعراب. Look what is needed, what is required. Fill in the blank with a فعل مضارع that fits it. and then tell us what is the sign for I'rab of this fi'l mudari. Who can be the first one? Now, who can be the first one? No one? No one can be the first one. Nabila, go ahead. Is that because you guys do not understand it, or because you are shy to speak? Al-Kasuru, what is that? Al-Kasuru yabku ila nafsi watani? La. Ana lam afham. I did not understand the sentence. Al-Kasuru yabku ila nafsi watani. I did not understand this. And ila without to that underneath. No, that is wrong. Anyone else? Anyone else can do the first one? Alright, I'll do this one. Al-Kasulu yusi'u ila nafsi wa watani. Al-Kasulu is the lazy student or lazy neighbor. He'll do bad to himself and to his country, because he's not going to be a productive person. So we have Al-Kasulu yusi'u ila nafsi watani. Here yusi'u came as marfu' because there is no, this is from Mubara, which is not preceded with any of the nawasib or jawazib. And the sign here is better. I'll leave the rest of it as a homework, and tomorrow we discuss it together, inshallah. And here we end up our session today. Willing to see you, inshallah, in the 5:30 class. And today we are with زاد المعاد. والله تعالى أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى أهله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. نعم تعالى وتعالى ظاهر. لا تقلق. الشيخ السلام عليكم. What are the other أدوات الجزم؟ I think we have gone through it or not. We have 18 علامة for جزم. We have 18 علامة. I don't know if we have already got them or not. We did not. That there are 18 alama for the jazm. Alama for the jazm. Lam wa lamma, wa alam wa alamma, wa la annahiya, wa idh wa idhya. Now, under estimate, as you said, 18. It is, there are 18 adawat. Lam, walamma. Alam, alamma. Lamul amr. Lamul amr, meaning like. لتكتب الدرس. This is for command. لام الدعاء. لتغفر لنا يا الله. لا الناهية، لا في النهي، لا تلعب يا ولد في الدعاء، لا تعذبنا يا الله، ان ان which is شرطية conditional، ان تذاكر تنجح، وما ما تفعل من خير تجزى به، ومهما ومهما تكن طيبا تلقى طيبا، وإذن وأي ومتى وأين وأيان وأن وحيثما وكيفما وإذا في الشعر الخاص. هذه 18 جازم، these are 18 جوازم. حنيف go ahead. لوجه حنيف يا شيخ، are the conditions for ممنوع من الصرف؟ The word does not have alif and lam. Second, it is not mudaf or mudaf ilayh. نعم نعم، it must not be معرف بال، and it must not be معرف بالإضافة. نعم. أم داود واحد. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Can I have the link to the book? Okay. The admin can give you the link for the book, inshallah. And here we end our session. We're going to see you, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.